Bhagavad Lila, Chapter 40, Akrura's Prayers. Before discussing Akrura's Prayers, we want to mention something from Chapter 39, Akrura's Vision. When Akrura was carrying Krishna and Balaram on the chariot to Mathura to take part in a wrestling match with Kamsa's powerful wrestlers, they stopped at Akrura Ghat, the border of Vrindavan and Mathura, and Akrura bathed in Yamuna and chanted his Anik, or Gayatri mantras, Sandhya Vandanam. Krishna Balaram waited on the chariot, took some water from the Yamuna, returned to sit on the chariot, but to the astonishment of Akrura, when he went to bathe, after sitting them on the chariot, the two boys, and he went back to the Yamuna. Then in the Yamuna, he saw Ananta Shesh, Mahavishnu, lying on Ananta Shesh. And surrounding Mahavishnu were his personal attendants, like Nanda Sunanda, Sanaka. The four Kamaras were there, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other demigods, and the nine chief Brahmanas, Prahlad, Maharaj, Narada, Uparichara, Vasu. They are all worshipping Lord Vishnu according to their moods. And the internal potencies of the Lord were also there. Shri Shakti, Pushti Shakti, Gira Shakti, Kanti Shakti, Kirti Shakti, Tushti Shakti, Ila Shakti, and Urja Shakti. And also his eight material potencies were there, such as Vidya, Vidya, Maya, etc. Very interesting. It says, Vishwanath is explaining that the associates of Lord Narayan, Lord Mahavishnu, stood around them in the eight directions. The four Kumaras stood behind Narayan, Brahma and the demigods to the right of Narayan, Marichi and the other Brahman sons of Brahma to the left, Prahlad and other great devotees were in front of the Lord, and Narada and Uparichara Vasu were almost in front. All of these personalities are eternally liberated Nitya Parishad associates of Lord Narayan. It should be understood that the Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and Varuna, Surya, etc., the other demigods seen in this material world are expansions of these transcendental demigods residing in Vaikuntha. This is stated in the Uttarakhanda of the Padma Purana. Nitya sarve pare dami yecha nyecha divokasaha devai prakrita nakesmin anityas tridevishvaraha. All the demigods who are in the spiritual domain are eternal, whereas the demigods in this material sky are not. This point is made in Jiva Goswami's commentary on Brahma Samhita. He says that the prototype, the original demigods, are in the spiritual world. So this is the chapter where the Akrura's prayers, many prayers he glorified, the Aishwarya Vibhuti of the Lord, and the various worshippers of the Lord. Then towards the end, he offers some very nice prayers which have a lot of meaning to us as sadhakas. Text 26. Sri Akrura said, Yata buddho jalam hitva pratichanam tarud bhave Abhyeti mriga trishnam ve invatvaham paranmukha. Just as a fool overlooks a body of water covered by the vegetation growing in it and chases a mirage, so I have turned away from you, my Lord. Bhagavan jivaloko yam mohitastava mayaya Ahamamet yasad graho brahmyate karma vartmasu. O Supreme Lord Narayan, the living entities in this material world are bewildered by your Maya Shakti. Thus they're absorbed in the false concepts of I and mine, aham mameti, and they are forced to wander along the paths of fruitive work. After praising the Lord, Akrura now reveals his own delusion and the plight of those wandering along the path of karma. Aham chatmatma jagara dharata swajanadishu brahmami swapna kalpeshu muda satya diyo vivo. Text 24, chapter 40. O Lord Narayan, I am also deluded like this. All-powerful Lord, I was foolishly thinking my body, my wife, my home, my children, my money, and my followers to be very real, though actually they are simply unreal like a dream. Anityanatmadukeshu vipariya matiryaham Dvandaramastamo Vishto Najane Tvatmanapriyam. Thus I mistook the temporary for the eternal, and I mistakenly considered my body to be myself, and I thought that the sources of misery, I mistook the sources of misery to be sources of happiness. I have tried to extract pleasure in material dualities. Covered by this dense ignorance, I could not recognize you as the real object of my love. Atmanan priyam na jane tva atmana priyam. In this verse, Akrura elaborates on his foolishness. Brahma said, those with a backwards backwards mentality think the temporary fruits of action are eternal. They think the body is a soul, and they think the miseries of house and home are bliss. Such fools continually suffer the dualities of happiness and distress in this material world. Because I am covered by ignorance, I cannot realize that you, my Lord, are the dearmost beloved of my soul. Brahma said, a foolish man will give up water which is covered by grass and run after a mirage. In the same way, due to ignorance, my Lord, I have abandoned you, who appear to be covered by Maya. I have turned away from you and turned toward my material body. Notsaheham Kripanadhi kama karma hatamana rodam pramatibish chakshir riyamanam mitastata. My intelligence is so crippled that I cannot find the strength to curb my mind, which is disturbed by material desires and activities, and constantly dragged here and there by my obstinate senses. Vishnu. Akrura prayed thus, O Lord Narayan, I cannot control my foolish mind, which is being pulled by my powerfully agitated senses. Due to my crippled intelligence, Kripanadi, I cannot even gather the enthusiasm or courage to try to check my rascal mind. Soham tavangri upakato yasatam durapam tachapyaham bavarunugraha isha manye pamso bavid yari samsarana apavargas tayabja nabasarupasana yamati syat. Being thus fallen, I am approaching you for shelter, my Lord, because I think that due to my impure nature, I can never attain your lotus feet. But I know, I think, somehow it will be possible by your mercy. Only when one's material life has ceased, O lotus-navelled Lord, can one develop consciousness of you by serving your pure devotees. Vishnu says, Krishna, there's a dialogue between Krishna. If Krishna asked, when will you get my mercy, Akrura? Akrura replies, O lotus-navelled one, when one worships your pure devotees, consciousness of you develops. Krishna, when will that happen? Akrura, when a person's material life is finished. Krishna, and when is one's material life finished? Akrura, when he receives your causeless mercy, my dear Lord, then and only then one's material life can finish. Vishwanath, by this reasoning, first there is the causeless mercy of pure devotees, followed by the beginning of the cessation of material life. Then by serving pure devotees, one develops Krishna consciousness. This sequence has been described previously. Shri Krishnam Sharanam Mama, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. My shelter is the lotus feet of Shri Krishna, Radha Govinda Yugal, Radha and Krishna, and no one else.